Hi, this is Sydney Barrows, and welcome to the program, The Power of Your Story. This is the second audio in Module 4, Creating a More Authentic Life. You know, your story has played a very significant role in the life that you find yourself living today. It has shaped who you are as a person and has influenced the decisions and the choices you've made or have not made, and the actions that you've taken or have not taken for pretty much your entire life. It's directly or indirectly responsible for a considerable percentage of the results and outcomes that affect who you are not, what you have, what you don't have, and the circumstances of your past, present, and unless something changes, your future too. Now that you've taken steps to rid yourself of the energies in your story that are keeping you stuck in a life that isn't making you happy, it's time to think about creating the kind of life that you do want. A life that feels more authentic because you get to choose what you'd like it to be. The number one element of an authentic life is one in which you're happy. And a major element of this is a life in which you're free to be who you really are, to be your authentic self. The catch is, we often don't know who our authentic self really is. And I've had clients who have repressed their authentic selves for so long that they didn't even know what their authentic life, their authentic self was or felt like. You know, very often they were so wrapped up in living up to the expectations of other people or of the culture that they lived in that being the kind of person and living the kind of life that would have created happiness for them, it was all but unthinkable, you know, in certain circumstances. Now, I've also worked with clients who have had a pretty good idea of who their authentic self was. But they had a lot of negative energies that prevented them from expressing it because, well, say energies like fears about being judged or criticized, for example, concerns that being their authentic self would displease other people, possibly one person in particular. Now, of course, there are times when circumstances simply just won't allow you to be completely free to pursue an authentic life. And in this case, you'll have to work within those constraints and just do the best you can with what you've got. If you find yourself in this kind of situation, the first thing is to clear the energies that sabotage this, energies of anger, resentment, or regret, for example, as well as those thoughts and feelings that don't allow you to be okay with being in a situation that you just can't realistically do anything about. And once you're free of those negative energies, well, then it becomes possible to create as authentic a life as possible, you know, given the realities of the situation, and feel good about it. And isn't that what we all want? To feel good about ourselves in our life? The clearings in this module remove the primary energies that keep you from creating a more authentic life for yourself. If you have few constraints regarding your choice of options, clearing these energies will allow you to recognize the possibilities and will support and enhance your ability to explore the ones that feel good to you. If you're in a situation where there are limitations that you have no control over, or there are circumstances that you just honestly and truly can't do anything about, clearing energies that support the negative thoughts and emotions you have about that will leave you more open and receptive to recognizing and appreciating the possibilities and the options that there are available to you. When you're free of those disempowering energies, you'll be able to explore the possibilities and the options that present themselves and try out the ones that, you know, resonate with you the most. Now remember, not only are we going to clear negative energies that do not serve you in this MP3, you're also going to be receiving positive energies that inspire, increase, and reinforce your ability to perceive and take advantage of the options that are appropriate for you and do serve your highest and best good. Now you might hear some things that you just don't believe apply to you. However, since you really do have no way of knowing what's really going on in your subconscious mind, please relax and let those negative energies and feelings go. If something doesn't apply to you, nothing will happen. Now, the only other time nothing will happen is if there are other energies that are holding in place specific energies in the clearing. And the only way to deal with this is in a private session. All the other energies will clear. It's just those specific energies that won't. When I do the actual clearings, you'll hear me use the words me or my, not you or yours, because that's just more effective. Your subconscious mind thinks of itself as me, not you, right? So that's why it's done this way. Before we get started, please be sure to have a bottle of water, a glass of water, something like that nearby. And please pause this recording while you do this if you haven't got any water close to you. Welcome back. Remember, your body needs water to help flush out the negative energies that we're about to clear. Okay, so if you're serious about getting the most out of this MP3, the most effective thing that you can do right now is to stop whatever you're doing, find a comfortable spot where you won't be disturbed, and simply sit there and just be. Please make sure there are no electronic devices, magazines, or anything else to disturb you. It is not enough to mute your cell phone. Sorry, guys. Especially if it lights up and you can see the screen. Please put it in a drawer, under a cushion, or better yet, in another room. You know, your subconscious mind will note your commitment to receiving the maximum possible benefits from this recording. So do keep that in mind. If you're driving, do not, please do not listen to this audio. I'm going to be entraining you to a theta brainwave state, which will negatively impact your ability to respond and react to what's going on. For the same reason, you should not be using a knife or doing anything that might pose a danger to your safety. The energies have been encoded into the recording. They will be active whenever it's a more appropriate time for you to listen to it or and whenever you want to listen to it in the future. Now, you'll hear me ask for your permission before facilitating a clearing or a download, and remember, no energy shift will take place without your express permission. Source will not do an energy shift unless it hears you say yes, which is why you must say yes, and out loud, even if it's softly, each time I ask. If you can remember, please say it with enthusiasm and with a smile on your face and in your heart. It's also very helpful to set the intention, and this doesn't have to be out loud, that you intend to benefit in the highest and best way from whatever it is that you're saying yes to. Okay, by this time you should be in a comfortable place with no screens of any kind or any other distractions around. And please relax. Relax and focus on your breath as you gently breathe in and out, in and out, in and out. Relax even more and sink down into your heart space, wherever that feels right for you. You cannot do this incorrectly. Your heart space is wherever you think it is, wherever feels right for you. Continue to breathe in and out as you sink even further and further, deeper and deeper, down into your heart space, breathing in and out. Now please give me your permission to connect with you energetically by saying yes and give me a few moments to do that. Now we'll clear the first set of energies that keep you from creating a more authentic life. Anything that supports the energies of betrayal, abandonment, rejection, and love unreturned that are ready to be released, that keep me from creating a more authentic life, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete this. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of sadness, regret, guilt, and unworthiness that are ready to be released, that keep me from creating a more authentic life, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. Please give me your permission by saying yes and give me a few moments to complete this. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace the energies that were just cleared, positive and empowering energies which Source selects specifically for you at this time. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. Please say yes to give me permission and a few moments to complete it. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of unsupported, attitudes, hopelessness, and lack of control that are ready to be released, that keep me from creating a more authentic life, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments. Now we'll clear the next set of energies. Anything that supports the energies of opinions, perceptions, conclusions, and projections that are ready to be released, that keep me from creating a more authentic life, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments. Now we'll clear the last set of energies in this MP3. Anything that supports the energies of expectations, misinterpretations, inventions, and lies that I've bought as right, real, and true, that are ready to be released, that keep me from creating a more authentic life, anywhere and everywhere these energies exist, release them now. If I have your permission, please say yes and give me a few moments to complete it. Now I'm going to ask Source to replace the energies that were just cleared with positive and empowering energies which Source selects specifically for you at this time. It is commanded to download and allow energies that serve your highest and best good in the highest and best way at this time, and for this to be completed now. Please say yes to give me your permission. Now we're going to finish up by resetting your reality now that you're free from the negative energies that weren't serving you, so that you can experience a new reality, living your life free of those energies and with the new positive and empowering energies that you just received. It is commanded to activate a vibrational reset in the highest and best way for you to reflect all of the energy shifts you've just experienced and for this to be completed now. Please say yes to give me your permission and give me a few moments. Now please sit quietly for several minutes and drink some water. Once again, water helps your body flush out the old energy, so drink as much as you can for the next day or two. Now, some of you may have felt energy coming into your body or leaving your body or your energy fields, and you may feel lighter or better about yourself or your situation in some way. Now, some of you will feel nothing at all, and that's fine. It doesn't mean nothing happened. It just means that you didn't feel it. That's all. Whatever happened, happened, whether you feel it or not, so not to worry. Some of you may notice a shift in how you're thinking, feeling, or acting within the next several hours, or possibly several days. You know, everyone is different. And it really does sort of creep up on you, so don't expect some kind of sudden jolt or for things to suddenly be different. It doesn't work that way. I know we all wish it would, but that isn't the way it works. And if your body feels like it needs some extra sleep, please do that if you can, because it frequently takes one or more sleep cycles before you begin to notice the change. A lot of people say that a sleep cycle is analogous to resetting or restarting your computer. So always a good idea to do that. Now I'm going to disconnect from you energetically, so please give me a moment to do this. And do resist the urge to listen to the next MP3 right away. Ideally, there should be a 2 to 4 week gap in between each one. However, I know that that's asking a lot. But at the very least, please leave 3 to 4 days. Now, I know there are some of you who aren't going to pay any attention, and you're going to binge listen to all of the MP3s in the program. But I have to be honest with you, this is not a good idea because it will overload your system. It really is a waste of your time. You know, your body and your energy fields and energy bodies can only process so many energies at once, you know, and they reject and won't process more energies than they can handle. So do remember that. And if you typically binge listen to energy recordings and you're not experiencing the kind of results that you're hoping for or expecting, this is a good part of the reason. Now, I very highly recommend a book titled Playing the Matrix by Mike Dooley. That's Playing the Matrix by Mike Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. And I suggest it because it really will be a big, big help to you as you go about figuring out what your authentic life might look like. Because I have to tell you, it's important to have a pretty clear idea of what your authentic life would be, so that you can recognize when an appropriate opportunity or possibility or person shows up in your life that will help you create it. You know, if you don't know what your ultimate outcome is, how will you recognize when things come into your life that make it possible to achieve that outcome? I mean, you won't. You can't. And I also suggest to having a highlighter nearby when you're reading it so that you can go back periodically and, you know, just read the parts that you think are the most useful. I also like to use those sticky flags also to make it easier to find certain pages, especially the exercises. They're great exercises in every chapter. In fact, I suggest that you also pick up a notebook to do them in. Very, very good thing to do. Okay, I guess that about wraps it up. Thank you so much for participating in this program, and I'd love to hear from you about your experiences. You know, my work is heart-based and always done with the intention that it serves your highest and best good, which is why I always love hearing about your experiences and how listening to these MP3s has helped you. You can reach me by emailing fhtj@myhighestbestself.com. That's fhtj@myhighestbestself.com. And please feel free to write me with any questions that come up, any comments you might have. And I really am looking forward to hearing from you because I just love to hear when you're doing well. Thank you so much for listening. And really enjoy these new energies and enjoy being free of the old ones. This is Sydney Barrows wishing you a wonderful new reality.